In the last year and a half, the artist in residence at the Institute of Contemporary Art has been on a crusade to engage the public. Matthew Ritchie's efforts began with the painting of a huge monochrome public mural on the side of a building along the Rose Kennedy Greenway. Tonight, Ritchie wraps up his work in Boston by taking over the entire ICA building, along with some rock musicians. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
The main event in artist Matthew Ritchie's swan song is a multimedia performance called The Long Count. He staged the elaborate composition that's inspired by the Mayan creation myth at other venues, including the Brooklyn Academy of Music. But for the show at the ICA, the action actually starts before audiences enter the second floor theater. On the way there, you can meander through every part of the museum to experience a series of installations that play on the themes Ritchie has been exploring in his projects over the past 18 months.
This was a big reach to be in the lobby, to be in the gift store, to be in the director's office, to be in the staircases, to be in the theater. That's quite a step for a museum to use all of its spaces as well as the galleries at once.
The installations are sonic experiments conducted by musicians enlisted by Ritchie. He's been working with them on The Long Count for a few years. When asked why he wants to collaborate with rockers, the artist offers up a pretty mythic explanation.
We have a very secular world. We've lost a lot of our icons and angels and gods, and we put a lot of that energy into performers. They've become the angels and gods for us.
The musicians include Shara Warden of My Brightest Diamond, Evan Zaporin of MIT, twin brothers Aaron and Bryce Desner of The National, who will be hitting electric guitars back and forth with baseball bats. And also Kelly Deal, who formed The Breeders with her twin sister Kim in 1990. Here's their song, Cannonball, off the album Last Splash.
Coming from like a rock world and stuff, a lot of times I'm like, the framework is so empty. On one hand, that's very thrilling and exhilarating. On the other hand, it's just not how I think.
Ritchie asked Deal to concoct an installation using elements plucked from the main performance's composition. Essentially, it's a deconstruction. Deal pops a cassette tape into a boombox and explains Ritchie gave it to her when they first started this project back in 2009.
There was a lot of idea of playing with time, going back on itself, and so the song is played right way and also backwards at the same time mixed together.
Matthew Ritchie's museum-wide piece and his entire residency is all about the passage of time, and he and the musicians hope audiences will ponder that as they experience the installations and final performance. His stint at the ICA ends officially when the multi-sensory wall mural he painted in the museum's lobby comes down in the spring. Before then, though, Ritchie hints he might have one more surprise for Boston.
It's a secret. It definitely won't be a secret if it works out.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.